Cool Kids Storytime listeners. We're back with another episode, and today I have a very special guest for you, and it's my brother Porter.
Hey, Cool Kid listeners.
And today our story will be called Karate Kids. It will be awesome. Let's get started. Karate Kids. When Timmy was 5 years old, all he wanted was to be a black belt in karate. He begged his mom and dad over and over again to sign him up for his local karate studio. Finally, after months of begging, they finally took him to a karate class. On his first day in the studio, Timmy saw all the belts on the wall in all different colors. He followed all the colors from yellow to purple until he saw the final belt, which was black. All he could think about is how neat it would be for him to wear that black belt. He knew if he was able to get that black belt, he would truly be a karate master. His teacher was an old man who proudly wore his black belt, and he came up to Timmy and said,
"Timmy, you need to practice, practice, and practice, and you too can be a black belt."
Timmy didn't think much of it and just thought that if he showed up to a few more classes and kicked and punched, he would be able to get that black belt. After three classes, Timmy thought for sure he was ready for a black belt. He walked up to his instructor and said, "I'm ready for the black belt." His instructor once again told Timmy,
"Timmy, you need to practice, practice, practice."
Timmy got frustrated and told his mom and dad he wanted to quit karate. Timmy went to bed that night thinking he would never try karate again. The next morning, Timmy woke up and his mom and dad were waiting for him at the kitchen table. They told Timmy that he needed to stick with it and keep going with his karate lessons. They told him that if he listened to his instructor, he would one day receive his black belt. Timmy didn't want to believe them. He thought karate was easy. He thought he deserved a black belt. He thought he could kick and punch and block and do all of the karate moves that everyone else was doing, and that he should get a black belt. His mom and dad told him that he needed to continue with his karate lessons and that he would go to his next lesson. The next lesson, Timmy walked in and you could tell he was kind of upset. His instructor walked over to Timmy and said,
"Timmy, tell me what's wrong."
Timmy shrugged his shoulders and finally told his instructor that he was just too frustrated, that he didn't have his black belt yet. His instructor smiled and said,
"Timmy, remember, you need to practice, practice, practice."
So Timmy had no choice. He decided to listen to his teacher and continue with his karate lessons. After a few more classes, Timmy realized he still had a lot to learn. There were new moves and new lessons that he would never have learned if he quit. After two more months, Timmy was awarded his orange belt, and he was so excited. His instructor whispered in his ear,
"See, I told you, you need to practice, practice, practice."
It was then that Timmy realized he still had a long way to go, but he also realized that it was going to be worth it. He was willing to put in the time and effort to get that black belt. He also knew that it was going to take many months and maybe even years, but now he was looking forward to it. He knew that earning a black belt meant that he put in the effort and commitment towards karate, and that it was a very valuable lesson for him to learn.
The end.
Collins and Porter, you did an awesome job reading that story. Hopefully our listeners really enjoyed it. What are some things that we can learn from Timmy?
To never quit something that you're good at.
Yeah, that is very true, Collins. Porter, what did you learn from the story?
If you have a goal, you need to stick with it and work hard.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Hard work is very important if you want to achieve your goals. Collins, is there a particular goal that you're working on?
Yes, and it's cheerleading, and so I could be a great flyer.
Porter, what about you?
Hitting a home run in baseball.
Those are really good goals. Are we going to work hard for those goals?
Yep.
Porter, what about you?
Yes.
Those are great answers, guys. Hopefully you guys learned that it's very important to work hard and stay committed to your goals. If it's an important goal, it's important to work hard and stick with it. Well, listeners, hopefully you enjoyed our story. We'll see you next time.